It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
Hey, welcome to the program. Good to have you along with us on Pet Docs, Your Pet's Health. And Dr. Todd Worrell from Pet Docs is with us. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about this class action lawsuit that's been filed against Nestle Purina, who is the large corporation that makes Beneful dog food.
Yeah, we had a listener bring that up.
So. Right, and I did not know about it last week. I think it had just broken, and so I did some research on it and wanted to sort of give some people, and I've actually had some questions about it at my office already, sort of give some background on what's happened here. So a pet owner out, I think in California, had three dogs that he had purchased a bag of Beneful dog food. They don't mention which variety or flavor or anything like that. Had purchased a bag back in December of 2014, started feeding it in January of this year. And make a long story short, one of his dogs died shortly thereafter. The first dog to show symptoms appears to have been suffering from internal bleeding in the stomach and liver disease, liver malfunction of some sort. So that dog was sick and I think has been treated. The second dog passed away, was found deceased in the yard. And then another dog is sick and is being treated as well. So that's kind of the background on where this got started, or at least with this individual. So he's filed a suit that claims that the food contains something called propylene glycol. And
that sounds familiar.
It does, and I'll explain why. you'll be surprised at how familiar it is. It claims it's an automotive component that's used in antifreeze and is a known toxin and is known to be poisonous to dogs and cats. That statement's not really true. Propylene, and there's some sort of confusion that goes on here because it's related to antifreeze, okay, in this sense. Antifreeze traditionally contains something called ethylene glycol, which is very dangerous, very toxic. And over the years, as a response to people being concerned about their pets, manufacturers have placed propylene glycol in the antifreeze to make it safer. So that if you do, I mean, it's still toxic, but it's a lot safer. And propylene glycol is actually considered by the FDA to be generally regarded as safe. And in fact, it is in a lot of products that we use, that we put on our bodies, in our bodies.
The
list is, in fact, I've got a list here of some of the common things. Actually found a lot in ice creams. It's a known food additive, okay, accepted by the FDA. And we'll talk a little bit here in a second about amounts and stuff. It's in more than 4,000 foods, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, things like ice cream, beers, fast food.
In the alcohol family, or I mean, is that glycol?
Glycol is a sugar derivative. Exactly, which is why it tends to be sweet, as is the antifreeze. It's in things like salad, sauces, dressings. E-cigarettes have a lot of it in it. Yeah. So, I mean, it's in a lot of places. So that's one part of the claim. The second part is that the food contains what are called mycotoxins, which are toxins produced by fungi. And generally, these are present in grains. And so the alleged complaint is that, well, this Beneful food has a lot of corn and different grains in it, and so there must be mycotoxins in it. Well, so that's kind of the setup for it. There are a lot of things that are not quite scientific about the claim, which is, you know, not unusual. Anybody can file a lawsuit, obviously.
Have there been any recalls of any of these products?
No, and that's one thing that people should realize. You know, the USDA, FDA, government officials do a lot of inspections of these dog foods. They are not 100%. They're not going to catch every single thing that's in every dog food that might not be pure, that might be a contaminant. But they're checking for things like mycotoxins on a regular basis. Now, they don't check for propylene glycol because it's an ingredient.
Yeah.
You know, it's listed as an ingredient.
Right.
So, and as far as that goes, it's all about amounts. First of all, it's very difficult, almost impossible for anyone to get pure propylene glycol. Okay, so we're talking about very small amounts. And there are, you know, ranges and different amounts that are used in different products and stuff. But generally, for the human consumption, you're just not going to get enough of it to cause any problems. So the question, of course, then is, well, what about a pet that's eating the same food, you know, every day? It's got a little bit of this stuff in it.
Right.
Could that be a problem? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, generally, probably not. I've tried to find any evidence to suggest that the propylene glycol in dog foods is in any way known to be toxic, and I can't find any.
Well, the grain fungi sounds like
Well, that's the thing. That seems more plausible because mycotoxins are known to cause liver disease, liver mm-hmm. damage, liver failure, and that can lead to internal bleeding, GI bleeding, that sort of thing. So if the suit has any merit, it may be on the basis of mycotoxins. But there again, you know, and it's...
How many dogs did he have?
He had three dogs,
right.
one of which died.
Here, you know, if I were the attorney or whatever, right. an investigator for Purina, or is it Purina?
Purina, yeah, Nestle Purina.
If I were their investigator, probably what I want to know is how large amounts are you buying and how are you storing it?
Well, sure, and I'm sure that's going to come
because
up at some point.
I even know when I had two dogs, yeah. I was buying big bags right. of dog food and storing it
sure.
in a cooler, you
right,
know,
right.
is that the bottom...
Mm-hmm.
had been there a long time.
Right, exactly.
So,
and I'm sure that'll come up. So what's happened to make this a class action lawsuit is this person's gone online and found, you know, the claims on the articles are anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 dogs that have died, quote-unquote, because of eating mm-hmm. Beneful. Well, that causal relationship is a far cry from being established.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people when they ask me, you know, and they have over the last week, you know, should we not feed Beneful? My answer is no, you should not stop feeding Beneful. Beneful is probably a perfectly good food. I mean, I've recommended it and mm-hmm. you know, had a lot of clients feed it to their dogs. It's been around, and I tried to find numbers on this. It's been around since about 2001. I can't find out how many bags have actually been sold. I'm sure it's
right.
millions and millions.
And it's probably just a reformulated Purina from before.
Exactly. I mean, Purina makes a lot. If you go,
yeah,
if you go through the store, you'll find that little checked box, that little
right.
red and white checked logo on a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
a lot of different dog foods. So, so that's basically sort of the primer on this. We'll see where it goes. It may not go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point there'll be some testing done of various parts, you know, various lots and, you know, of this food to find out are there mycotoxins and so forth.
Have you had any clients that whose pets maybe had died from liver disease that have asked you about that?
I've had patients that have died from liver disease, but none of them have been related, at least not to our knowledge, in any way related mm-hmm. to what they were eating. So, you know, regardless of the type of food that
mm-hmm.
it is, usually liver disease. Well, in this case, I do want to make one thing clear. In this case, they claim that it, you know, these symptoms are related to poisoning or consistent with poisoning, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
They are symptoms that are consistent with a possible poisoning.
Right.
The question is, where is the poisoning coming from?
Right.
You know, we don't know if it's the food. We don't know if somebody inadvertently, you know, or maliciously poisoned the pets.
Right.
We just don't know.
Because antifreeze is certainly something that's been used.
Absolutely.
For that.
Yeah. And so a lot of things can be used maliciously,
yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
So.
All right, more to come in a moment here with Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Rell, and you can call in and ask questions if you like.
800-818-2255, 247-7282, and 353-4674.
And you can find out more about Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. It brings you Your Pet's Health. You can find out at PetDocs.com. That's PetDocs.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And Catherine joins us from New Bern this morning with Your Pet's Health with Dr. Todd Rell. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
A comment that I wanted to make is that ingredients on pet food, if they are added by, say, the grain manufacturer adds ethoxyquin as a preservative,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
That manufacturer of the dog food doesn't have to list that because he himself did not add it to the food.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of ingredients in dog food that we don't know because they're not on the label. And we don't know why grapes and raisins kill dogs.
That's right.
We don't have a clue.
Yep.
But we know they do. And now we know about chocolate. It's theobromine.
Right.
But, you know, to say that it's Beneful, I'm not going to go there,
yeah.
but to say that it's something that at the first two ingredients on that bag are corn
yep.
and corn products.
Yep.
If that manufacturer inadvertently added too much of something,
sure.
ethoxyquin or B Beetlejuice, for God's sake. Right. Something to the product, they wouldn't know it.
Right, right.
If that particular batch was not tested.
Right. And she's exactly right, absolutely, on all of those points. A couple of things I'll mention. Hopefully, during the course of this case, some science will actually be performed where they'll test, you know, they should know the lot number of the bags that the fellow was feeding
right.
or the bag. So somebody can go back, hopefully, and sample that lot, try to find
evidence. Except that it's over time, though. It's over.
Well, over, you mean, just give,
yeah.
Well, it depends on which, I'm talking about like mycotoxins, for example. They'll be able to sample that. The propylene glycol is actually listed on the ingredients bag, so I'm assuming that's something that's added with the manufacturer, not the grain supplier. But she brings up another point, or maybe she didn't realize it, is that the grain suppliers, there's a lot of grain suppliers. The inspection, the quality control may not be the same there as it is in the actual food manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be things that can slip through the cracks in the manufacturing process from the suppliers that Purina or the plant doesn't know about or doesn't test for or can't test for, that sort of thing.
All right, let's see if we can get Patsy on in Havelock real quickly. Hey, Patsy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, my dog eats dog food. Is that a good nutritional dog food to be feeding him? He seems to enjoy it, and I've never had any problems with it.
Yeah. Iams is one of the umbrella brand that I frequently will recommend for dogs or cats, along with a handful of others. And there are a lot of good dog foods out there, but Iams is one that you can find in a lot of places, you know, Walmart, grocery stores, that sort of thing. And it is a very good quality food. Absolutely.
Okay, and one more question. My cat seems to sneeze a lot. Do cats have allergies?
They certainly can. There are a number of reasons why cats will sneeze. Allergies is definitely one of them. They can also have viral upper respiratory infections. So, yeah, it could be a number of things there. If it's been going on for a while or there's any color to anything that's coming out of the nose, then you probably want to have that checked out.
All right, thank you, Patsy. And thank you, Todd, too. Dr. Todd Worrell from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital. Go online at petdocs.com. You also find him on Twitter and Facebook, Pinterest, and the Pet Docs app for your phone, too. You can go to Google Play and get that. And we'll have more to come in a moment.